USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump announcing he's directing HHS Secretary Azar and acting DHS Secretary Wolf to use all available authority under the Defense Production Act
to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term, COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for president, with this videotape message for President Trump about the coronavirus.
There's a number of specific suggestions that I know from in the past work, and some I think would work. And I'm prepared to offer them to the president. I understand if he doesn't want to take my advice, but it won't be, I told you so, Mr. President. It won't be if he decided to do what I suggested, I go back and say, well, I told the president to do that. This is beyond politics right now.
Those two Holland America cruise ships with sick passengers who've come down with the coronavirus finally docked at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale, everyone being transported off the Zaandam and the Rotterdam, the healthy passengers off first responders and ambulances arriving to help the sick. And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 470 points, the NASDAQ up 127, the S&P 500 up 56 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus crisis causing a tidal wave of first-time unemployment claims. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
First, some background. On an average week in recent years, first-time jobless claims have hovered around 200,000. The Labor Department reports more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week because of lost work, because of the pandemic, and that's more than double the 3.3 million claims that were filed the week before. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And as we head into the weekend, many states issuing stay-at-home orders. USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look at where the orders in effect.
More than 9 out of every 10 Americans will be under orders to stay at home over coronavirus concerns as we head into the weekend. That's about 305 million people in all 50 states and the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as well. The count includes those living in cities that have issued similar orders within states that have not. Alabama, South Carolina, Missouri, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Utah all have cities or counties that have issued stay-at-home orders, but the state has not done so. Meanwhile, Iowa, Arkansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota have not mandated that residents stay in their homes during the pandemic, nor have any cities within them, despite pressure on some to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.